Family Home Evening. Come listen to a prophet's voice. Frame Your Life with Faith by President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Amidst the confusion of our age, an abiding faith becomes an anchor to our lives. By seeking Heavenly Father in personal and family prayer, we will develop what the great English statesman, William E. Gladstone, described as the world's greatest need, a living faith in a personal God. Wherever we may be, our Heavenly Father can hear and answer the prayer offered in faith. Many years ago, on my first visit to the village of Saniatu in Samoa, my wife and I met with a large gathering of small children, nearly 200 in number. At the conclusion of our messages to these shy yet beautiful youngsters, I suggested to the native Samoan teacher that we go forward with the closing exercises. As he announced the final hymn, I suddenly felt compelled to greet personally each of these children. My watch revealed that the time was too short for such a privilege, for we were scheduled on a flight out of the country, so I discounted the impression. Before the benediction was to be spoken, I again felt that I should shake the hand of each child. I made the desire known to the instructor, who displayed a broad and beautiful Samoan smile. In Samoan, he announced this to the children. They beamed their approval. The instructor then revealed to me the reason for his and their joy. He said, "When we learned that a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles was to visit us here in Samoa, so far away from church headquarters, I told the children if they would earnestly and sincerely pray and exert faith like the Bible accounts of old, that the apostle would visit our tiny village at Saniatu, and through their faith he would be impressed to greet each child with a personal hand clasp." Tears could not be restrained as the precious boys and girls walked shyly by and whispered softly to us the sweet Samoan greeting, "Talofa lava." A profound expression of faith had been evidenced. When you, my dear young friends, frame your life with faith, you will merit the companionship of the Holy Ghost. You will have a perfect brightness of hope. Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20. Note, from The Lighthouse of the Lord, A Message to the Youth of the Church, Ensign, February 2001, pages 2 through 7. End of note. End of the section. Come listen to a prophet's voice. Frame Your Life with Faith by President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency.